KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Their bank is big on you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
And Kathy Dawes and Dave Lewis open phones time talking about that solar eclipse this morning. 537-1350, toll free 866-776-1350, or tweet us at 1350 KMAN. And Twitter is active this morning. I did just notice, by the way, a traffic advisory from Jackson County Sheriff Tim Morse. Apparently they've had an accident at 158th and Highway 75. Traffic really blocked up there. And of course, I'm sure that was one of the major routes people were trying to take, Highway 75, moving very slowly. No, that's not directly in our coverage area, but people that are trying to go that way might want to be careful. Seeing a lot of people heading to Troy and different places. Troy, of course, fairly, you know, also in Doniphan County there, my old stomping grounds. It's just interesting to kind of see the different places people are trying to go and allow a lot of extra time. I mean, you've got to be so aware and careful about things like that. I know that we enjoyed the Walter Cronkite clip a little bit earlier, 1979. Be curious to know if some of you do remember that. I did talk to a gentleman earlier this morning, a former Navy guy who was retired, that said he was serving on a ship down in the Mayport, Florida area at the time, and didn't have an occasion to see it then, was a little nervous about going out and about, wanted to know when it was. And I said, well, you can still go out and about, just don't look at the sun. Pretty simple.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't look at the sun really when it's...
Who does?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, unless sometimes when you're driving, you almost have to head right into it, but yeah, later in the day, but that should not be an issue.
We had talked a few moments ago about a bunch of buses that left the Flint Hills Discovery Center this morning, and in fact, we have on the phone Molly Kurtz from the Flint Hills Discovery Center. Molly, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you for taking some time to visit with us this morning. It sounds like you had quite a bit of coordinating to do this morning.
We sure did. We had about 500 people here this morning loading up on buses to go to this, you know, once-in-a-lifetime trip to the eclipse. It was great. So we've coordinated this with K-State. So we had some buses leaving here from the Flint Hills Discovery Center and some leaving from the student union over at K-State.
So this is tied in with what the Alumni Association was putting together.
Absolutely, yeah.
Aha!
Exactly. We've partnered with Kansas State for about the last few months, and we have just had total solar eclipse fever. We've done all kinds of programming, free lectures, free astronomy viewings. Kansas State paid for tons of solar eclipse glasses that we gave away for free. So the whole community has really come together and shown a huge interest in this, you know, amazing natural phenomenon.
Now, these buses are headed to where?
They're headed to Highland Community College, and they will be in the Path of Totality there. So Professor Chris Sorensen with Kansas State University has accompanied them. He's going to be holding a lecture and, you know, kind of teaching everybody the best and safest way to view the eclipse and what it all means, really.
Did anybody make some cardboard boxes to take along to look at it that way as well?
You know, you certainly can do it that way.
Uh-huh.
But we actually, everybody who went on the tour bus got some free total solar eclipse glasses from K-State, so they are covered.
Now, what time did the buses leave this morning?
Headed out around 8 a.m. We had about 400 people lined up at 6:30, so people were pretty excited to get going.
How many buses?
About 10 leaving from the Flint Hills Discovery Center and about 5 leaving from Kansas State University Student Union.
What is the route that they're taking?
You know, I think they're just going on 70 the whole way. We're hoping for no traffic, but we did make sure to leave, plenty early. So that
well, they'd have to go north of 70. Are they going to on 75 up to Highland, do you know?
You know, I couldn't tell you. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's blocked up right now with an accident, so might tell the bus drivers that, yes, it's pretty blocked. So
I will make sure to coordinate with them. Thank you. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah.
We're getting that from Jackson County Sheriff Tim Morse, that they're really having some trouble. Northbound Highway 75, slow at Netawaka. Yeah, they're having some issues. So
okay, well, we'll make sure to
best
let them
of
know
luck.
That.
So I saw a photograph, Molly, of the Thursday night presentation that Dr. Sorensen made.
Yes,
and that has to have set a record for greatest attendance ever at the Discovery Center.
It actually did. That put a new record for the number of people that have attended a free lecture. And, you know, we had over 400 in attendance just listening to the lecture. We had over 800 people lined up to get solar eclipse glasses. And we had well over 1,000 views of that live video on our Facebook. So certainly you can tell that the community and the entire region are extremely interested in just learning about this natural phenomenon. It's really exciting that the community just, you know, cares. It's you know, pretty special for us.
And the glasses, Dave and I have been talking about when we were little. I don't remember. I don't think they had glasses available, did they?
We used the cardboard shoe boxes.
We used the shoe boxes back in the day.
So
that's been wonderful. They've come up with those kind of things.
Oh, yeah. And there's many different ways you can safely view it as well if you don't have eclipse glasses. You can use welding glasses. You can view it through a telescope or through binoculars. This is kind of a funny one that Professor Sorensen was telling us about. You can actually view it through a colander.
A colander?
Huh.
Yes, isn't that interesting? So you can see tons of little mini solar eclipses through a colander, and that's actually a safe way to view it.
Huh. Now, I've heard selfies, actually. I know our sister station, the Elvis Duran Show, was talking about it early this morning, and I see it on Twitter. They're saying you could do a selfie, you know, on your phone and kind of view it that way.
Yep, you can view it through any kind of screen. My opinion of that is if that's the only safe way you can do it, go for it. But it really is something, you know, people shouldn't get too caught up in taking pictures or trying to record it. It's kind of something you should just enjoy naturally through a pair of glasses if you really want to get the full experience.
Now, something that that we've learned about here over the last several days, and I got some eclipse glasses myself, and I'm holding
them
here.
I got mine here, too, and I checked them out.
We're
going to
blind ourselves from the light here.
Right.
That there have been a lot of glasses that were not approved for this. It was a major university up northeast that had like 8,000 glasses that they passed out that they say...
The Topeka School, same thing.
That won't work. Topeka Schools had that, too. That's right.
But
so you checked all those, right, Molly?
Confirms to and meets.
I checked them personally.
Transmission requirements.
Yeah.
It's too bad. Yeah, I believe it has to be welders number 14. That's the grade level that it needs to be to safely view the eclipse.
And the glasses I have say...
Mine's are E15, it looks like. ISO, and you have to have that number 12312-2.
Yep.
Sounds right to me.
All righty.
I just... got a text from your buddy Jonathan Mertz. They're on the road as part of that caravan, I guess you could probably call it, of 10 buses. They say that it's busy, but they are moving. They're north of Holton, and they just hit a slowdown going about 20 miles an hour. And that's probably around that area of that accident you reported on, Kathy.
Well, that's pretty good. You know, even if they do hit traffic, those people in our buses will be pretty set. They're going to be watching lectures from Professor Chris Sorensen on the way up, learning all about the eclipse. So they will definitely be educated by the time they get there.
Okay, the big question on the buses.
Okay.
Was there a packed lunch?
I believe people were responsible for packing their own lunches, actually.
Okay, all right. Well,
but what's great about what Highland Community College is what they're doing is basically holding a festival. So there's going to be food trucks and lots of entertainment there.
You know, one of the things that we talked about, Molly, here on the show, and this is kind of a taking away from going away from what we're talking about, the trip up north, but we got great viewing here in Manhattan with almost 99% totality here.
Exactly.
And Kathy and I were talking on the air about areas that would be terrific to view the eclipse from. And the Conza Prairie was one that came up in discussion yesterday, and I hadn't even thought about that.
You know, I hadn't thought about it either. That's a great idea. I actually just hiked there yesterday, and, you know, getting to that top of that hill there where that amazing lookout is, that would be a wonderful place to view it.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of places. You know, get on a boat on Tuttle Creek.
Right.
Wow. I think that would be cool. Pontoon.
We're actually going to be live streaming it from our terrace here at the Discovery Center. So we invite the public. Yep, it's totally free to come up onto our terrace, so... If anybody is looking for a place of a little higher ground where they want to view it, everybody can come on over this way, and we're pretty excited about that.
Better watch out. You might have a real full crew all of a sudden.
Crowd, yeah.
Anything else associated with the eclipse today, Molly?
I think that about covers it for us. We're just really excited. Like I said, this is an extremely rare occurrence. It really is, you know, can't miss. So just hope everybody in the community gets to view it and really enjoy this natural phenomenon, because it is surely going to be something to remember.
And Molly, while we've got you on the phone, we might ask you a little bit about this new exhibit that you have opening up here.
Oh, I'd love to talk about Duty First.
Would you?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Okay, so our new exhibit opens August 26th. It's called Duty First, 100 Years of the Big Red One. And what it is the 100-year history of the 1st Infantry Division, but it's seen through the eyes of five real-life soldiers. So it's extremely impactful and very approachable as well. So we're extremely excited about that. We've partnered with Fort Riley Museum Complex and the Center of Military History, so everything is completely historically accurate. And we just think it's going to be a really special exhibit, and we're so privileged we get to honor these soldiers and these families in this way.
And what's the time frame on that again?
August 26th through January 14th.
Oh, wow. You got several months then of it.
Yep. It's a long exhibit. We thought it certainly deserved it. So we're pretty excited. It's going to be very special.
Molly Kurtz from the Flint Hills Discovery Center, thank you for taking some time to visit with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
And you're going to be on the terrace then, huh?
We'll be on the terrace. We'll see you there.
All right. The word is out.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day. Happy
you too.
Solar Eclipse Day.
Happy Solar Eclipse Day. You know, yesterday was Mosquito Day.
Oh, I
Solar
got
Eclipse
a huge
Day
one.
Is so much more fun.
Mm-hmm. We spent quite a bit of time outside by the pool with no air conditioning, and I got a couple good old bites.
Did you now? Oh, lucky you.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take a break, and we'll come back with more open phones here in just a moment on News Radio KMAN. It's In Focus. It's Monday. It's Solar Eclipse Day. That's what we're talking about. What are you doing for it today?
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today help build a better community for tomorrow.
Tuesday night is family night at Baskin-Robbins in downtown Manhattan. Kids' scoops are only $1.29. Regular scoops, $1.69. Treat the family at Baskin-Robbins Tuesday nights in downtown Manhattan, a Streeter family business. Our family serving yours.